This is The Takeaway. I'm Anoush Zomorodi, host of WNYC's New Tech City, in for John Hockenberry. And just hours before a new round of Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations were to begin today in Jerusalem, the Israeli military struck two sites in Gaza following rocket fire from Palestinians the night before. The exchange of strikes came as Israeli officials released 26 Palestinian prisoners. They have promised to release 78 more over the coming months. But this week, Israeli officials also announced plans to build more than 1,000 housing units in East Jerusalem and the West Bank, enraging Palestinian leaders and leading some to question Israel's commitment to the peace talks. Take a listen to this comment from senior Palestinian official Hanan Ashrari.
The deliberate and willful sabotage of these talks and of any prospects of a genuine peace is embodied in Israel's escalated and persistent policy of settlement activity and settlement expansion.
But Secretary of State John Kerry says he isn't surprised. He sees the announcement as further evidence of the importance of peace talks.
What this underscores, actually, is the importance of getting to the table quickly, and resolving the questions with respect to settlements.
So what are the chances of a breakthrough and a resumption of a credible peace process? Chaim Malka, Deputy Director and Senior Fellow in the Middle East Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks so much for being here.
Good to be with you.
So, Chaim, I just want to start by asking, Kerry seems to really be trying to jumpstart this peace process, inserting himself in this. With all the turmoil going on in Egypt and Syria in the region, what is the significance as to the timing of Washington sort of getting back in the action here?
Secretary of State really made this a hallmark issue for him when he entered office. He and other people in the U.S. administration believe that the window to reach a final status agreement or a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is really fading away. And he is committed to trying to restart the talks, despite the difficulties and the challenges and the pessimism on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, some of those challenges are that he's not just dealing with two sides. You know, the two sides who are officially coming to the table, there's Hamas and the settlers. How much leverage do those at the negotiating table really have?
Look, the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the Palestinian Authority are running these talks. They have domestic constituencies that they have to deal with. Certainly, Prime Minister Netanyahu's government is a very right-wing government. It's one of the more right-wing governments that Israel's had in probably 30 years. And that's one of the reasons why the government announced new settlement construction projects at the time of the launch of the negotiations. President Abbas also has to deal with Hamas in Gaza, which he doesn't control, and a lot of skepticism within the Palestinian population about the utility of these talks.
And so what incentives do you think the Israelis and Palestinians have to stay at the negotiating table if they are sort of balancing so many demands?
There's a lot of pressure from the United States as well, and we have to keep that in mind. Neither side wanted to enter these talks, but there was considerable pressure from the United States to try to move forward. There's been a 9-month time frame for reaching a final status agreement. That's a very ambitious goal, but if the two sides can reach smaller agreements on issues like borders, on security, perhaps this process can move forward in a positive way.
Yeah, so just to end real quick, in a best-case scenario, since I feel like we never get to talk about that with the Middle East peace talks, what would you like to see happen?
Again, if they can reach smaller steps, understandings on issues like borders and security along the way, then I think they can maintain some momentum for these talks.
Chaim, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chaim Malka, Deputy Director and Senior Fellow in the Middle East Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.